Good morning, good afternoon. I understand that everyone is in different countries, so I like to say good morning or good afternoon, okay? What do we need to do here? For those who don't know me, to those, if it's your first time listening to me, introduce myself. I am the business counselor here at the Forest Hepper. I also do beginner classes for people who wants to learn the basic of Forex. Keep in mind, we only here, it's a free course. We're going to do one every month. So every mid-month, we'll have a new class. So it's basically what we are doing. Because I feel that sometimes people deserve to know the truth. In order to know the truth, you need to be guided by someone that's going to be or who has integrity. All righty, we need to start getting this together by next week because, once again, you have to look at this like a job. This is a job, basically. Anytime you're in the business of this or anything involving profits is considered a business. We're still struggling with people showing up time. And it's making, you know, things more complicated because then we are, how you say it, we are losing minutes behind it. But if you can hear me, say something in the inbox. Today is Thursday and getting close to Friday. We're getting close to a weekend. So if you can hear me, say something. So I can hear you. I'm live. I'm in there. Hello. What's going on? Yes. Let me know something. If you can hear me, say something. If I can't start till I get people to talk. What's going on, Mr. J? Welcome aboard. All right. I'm just giving a few minutes for other people to show up. Then we must rock the boat. Alrighty. I hope you guys are fresh with a fresh mind. Because everything that you will get taught. What's going on, Mr. Matthew? All righty. Welcome, my friend. Welcome. Yeah, I'm going to start in a minute. You know, again, we got people, you know, a little late, of course. You know how it is. People are always showing up to work late. And now they know ahead of time that what time is supposed to be in, but we're still struggling with that, which we're going to fix next week. We have to fix it. I believe it's a good month for those that's already in trading. It's a good month. A lot of our customers are going to profits. So we're looking for something good to happen in the month of June. So we'll see as time progress. So, all right. Who else here? Let's see who else here. Everybody late. Everyone is late. Let's do it again. If you are here, please say here. All right, let's get that going. Because I'm going to start in 5 minutes. That's what I just want to give enough time for people to show up. So that way we can get going. Let's put this link. Julius David, good evening, my friends. Make sure y'all click on that link so y'all can hear me. It's gonna be a short day today. It's gonna be a short class because I'm not feeling too well. So it's gonna be a short class. So we are going to get to the point. But make sure, make sure you guys click on that link to hear me. To hear me live teaching. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll give a few more minutes. Enough time for people to show up. Again, for those who are not showing up, this is beginner courses where we teach people the basic stuff, the most truthful stuff, because you got a lot of YouTube channels, a lot of other teachers and traders, they're not going to tell you the whole truth. So you're pretty much blindsided. And I know you guys are tired of losing money behind schemes. I know you guys are tired of losing money behind everything. You know? So we're going to get to that just a bit. Let's give a couple more minutes for people to show up. That way we can proceed further. Yes, indeed. Now, there are some things that I will write in here as I talk. So I will write some notes. Then once class is over, I will put everything together. So that way, whatever we talked about today, I'll put it in notes and you guys can study it over the weekend. Now, remember, next week, class will be 3 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, because we definitely got to get deeper and deeper. In other words, we are about to go to another level of this. So that's why our class is going to be 3 days a week now. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So, all right. Now, if y'all can still hear me, let me know. Because I'm about to start in a couple of minutes. Gotta wait. Ooh. That way we can get going. All right. Matthew, you still can hear me? Jay, Judith, David, Amelia. Mm-hmm. If you can hear me, say something. I just want to make sure I got you guys' attention. Okay. Alrighty. All right, two more minutes, we're going to start. So, definitely. Yeah, 2 more minutes, we are going to start. So, all right. I will constantly put the link in here every 2 minutes. I know sometimes people show up late. So I'll put the link in here so that way everybody can, you know. Please respect each other in here. Don't be taking each other's number down. I hate that with a passion. You know, when you do that, I'm going to have to remove you. So please respect each other in here. We are here to learn, and we are here to make some money. So I don't care where you're from. Let's respect one another. So let's not harass each other. Because if I find out it's happening in this classroom, then I have no choice but to remove. Because we're here to learn and we're here to make profits. And we don't need no class clowns. So keep that in mind. All right, 1 more minute. We're going to start. In 1 more minute, we are going to start. So like I said, today's going to be a little short today. It's going to be a little short today because I'm not really feeling too well. And so the lesson will be real, real short. Just remind you, but next week, we're back to regular schedule. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 1.5 hours each class. So we're going to get deep. Today will be the basic again. All right, let's go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, my name is TJ. I'm the business counselor here at the Forest Effort. I'm that guy that process your paper give you the update on your account, or I can mentor you in so many different ways. Please understand that this class here is for free. So you don't have to worry about paying anything in here. But do keep in mind, when you decide to move further, deeper into our services, you will have to pay for signals. You will have to pay for account management, especially if you want to go to another level. Okay, so keep that in mind. I will talk about those things next week, how much our services are. But right now, we just focus on what we need to focus on here. So today, I want to talk about, yesterday, we talked about how sometimes what a drawdown means, when your account is always in the red. We talked about that yesterday. So today, if you missed yesterday, because yesterday, a lot of you guys, welcome, Joshua, welcome, Miss Blessing. A lot of you guys, you know, check out the link. I think I put it up here last night. Please check that link and go listen to it, because it talks about account, especially when your account goes in the red. You know how sometimes, because sometimes people think they're supposed to get profit every month, and they don't know how the markets work. So if you don't know how the market is supposed to work, you're going to get panicked. You're going to get in fear. You're going to panic. So sometimes you have to be patient. Allow your account to mature to profits. So go check that link out, because I don't have time to talk about it today. Go check that link out, because if you're that individual that's impatient or that panic when they count getting the red, if they don't understand what drawdown mean and what recovery mean, I encourage you all to go check that link out. And don't worry, at the end of today, like I said, I don't feel well, so class won't be long today. But at the end of the day, I have everything for you guys. So you guys can go check it out, check the links out, and do your homework. All right? Because I'm going to tell you something. Okay? I'm going to explain something. If we don't get the right knowledge how this Forex works, we are going to lose. This is the purpose of this class. Because folks not going to tell you the truth. They only going to tell you how to get your money. And I'm sure that when you guys put your money in the account, your goal is to make money, not to always get your account blown. So this is what this is about, especially for the beginners. Because if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to get caught off guard. But today, we are going to talk about greed. Greediness, over-purchasing in your account. Today we are going to talk about, let's put this here. Let me write it. Hold on, let me go to my notes. Give me time. Let me go to my notes. Give me time. Because the reason why another reason why people get their account blown so quick, because they over-purchase. And the crazy part about over-purchasing, the broker's not going to, I'm going to tell you a secret. Hold on. Let me find my notes. Let me find my notes, please. Let's find my notes. Over-purchasing. Hold on. Copy. Overpurchase is a no-no. And it's a setup if you don't pay attention. So you said, Mr. TJ, what do you mean by overpurchasing in my account? Oh, this is what a lot of people don't know. This is what a lot of people don't know. Most brokers are not going to tell you that. Let's use an example. Let's talk slowly. I want to make sure you guys understand this one, because this is what I see the most. in a lot of accounts, especially those who do their own accounts. This is what I see the most. I really want to get on this. So what do I mean by overpurchasing? Let's say you only have $300 in your account. Example. Let's say you only have $200. Let's say you only have $200 in your account. Your account. Let's start with that. Let's say you only have $200 in your account. All right? But you are buying trades or adding trades that go way beyond your 200. So let's say you put a bunch of trades in there. It's like $1,000, but you only got $200 in your account. See, the thing with that is the broker will let you go as far as you want to. It's like a loan. So you only got $200, but you can purchase crazy. And the broker will let you do it. It's like a loan. They don't tell you it's like a loan. But a broker will let you go over with purchasing, even telling you. A broker will let you go over with purchasing without even telling you. Meaning, this is the problem why a lot of accounts get destroyed so fast. You only got $200 capital, right? You got a whole bunch of trades in there, okay? The broker's not going to tell you you went overboard. And what happened is when you don't pay attention to your margin percent, when it starts going down, because some people will buy to hit the 200. Your margin level should not go below 2,000%. But some people will purchase the stuff that they don't even have in their account. But because of greediness, they put so many trades in their account, and they know their account don't have that much money, but the broker is not going to tell you that. So now you got worth $1,000 in your account, and bam, boom, your account blown up. You got to pay attention. You got to pay attention to your margin level when putting trades into your account. It should not go below 2,000% at all. Once you hit 2,000, don't put no more trades in it. But some people will still do it. I've seen a lot of time. Some people still put much stuff in there. Or they, you know, because of greediness. You want the big money. But the forex brokers, the broker's not going to tell you that, because they'll let you go so far. This is why accounts get blown. They'll let you go so far. They don't tell you. There's no
beep, 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 beep.
You overpurchasing.
Beep, 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 beep.
You overpurchasing. There's no warning of that. They'll let you go crazy into those accounts. Next you know, your percentage level is at 400, 500. Uh-oh. Within 1 hour, your account will be gone. Uh-oh. You got to pay. That's that greediness. Remember we talked about last week, greediness is another problem. People want so much trades when they don't got that much money into it for their trades. Or they put so much on their trades. when they try to get bigger stuff and put in their trade, and they, it's not going to work out. You have to pay attention to that margin level and don't overpurchase. Stop overpurchasing stuff. Keep it at a minimum. What's your percentage at 2,000? Do not go below that. Don't try to, I can get this. Because guess what? That's greediness. Then what happens? You don't have it. Because you don't have it. If you want certain things in your account, make sure you have the right amount of capital. That is the problem with greediness. Let's continue. So I want you guys to understand about that overpurchasing. That's going to get you in trouble. The problem with greediness, let me tell you something. Let me write this down. Let's copy this. Because we got to stop this here. We have to understand that the greediness will get us in trouble. So that's why you have to be careful not to overpurchase. So let's read this here. Greediness, not setting limits and overtrading, can be a system of greed. Forward traders need to be precise in their trading strategy. Some people go in and they don't even have a strategy. And usually this is done by beginners who are doing this. Also, you got people who just greed. Some greeders, what? Trader risk far too much or risk far too little. They either place too much of their money on a trade or are scared to take a risk when they have. The problem is we want money so fast into our accounts because, again, we talked about this yesterday, that's that short-term strategy mentality. We don't pay attention. We just put certain trades in there. And sometimes we put the wrong trades in there. That's why it's important to have a mentor. Or if you're starting off in Forex, at least start off using somebody's signal that is accurate. And that way you can practice from that. And that way you can get a better idea learning to practice how to be careful when making certain trades into your accounts. Because if you overpurchase it, like I say, the brokers will allow you to do that. They will allow you to overpurchase it. You're not even knowing. Next thing you know, you wake up tomorrow morning, not even that. You're going to use the bathroom. The market is strong. The market is very volatile. Next you know, you go to the bathroom, come back. Uh-oh, count gone. Alert, alert. Because of real. We want money too fast. You cannot, look here, this is not the casino. We go to the casino, what do we go to the casino for? We go to the casino to make quick cash. That's the problem people with Forex, they want to gamble. And then they want to gamble with the money that they don't have. Do you know how many times I get to pranks about when somebody's account going to a red and we tell them, be patient, your account is going to recover losses, don't worry about it, but they still panic. You know why? Because really, they don't really have the money to lose. So why would you treat this as a gamble? Going in with no strategy. You cannot look at this as a quick scheme. You can now look at this as a quick scheme. I understand some want to do day trading. Go ahead and do it. If you want to wake up from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the morning, every day, go for it. But what is the percentage of day trading? 95% fails. That is a high number. Short-term strategy, okay, boom. Okay, you may win some. But at least with long-term strategy, at least with long-term strategy, you will make your, we talking about profits. We hold on to trades because we know it's going to work. The value 3-4 months from now, we talk about making profits, not making chump change.
That's why I don't believe in short-term strategy. That mentality, I got to have the money in 2 weeks. So what happens if the market is volatile within them 2 weeks? Then what? We got to start with the over. We got to start with the greediness. The greediness. Let's go further. Okay. How do you overcome? This is what we need to do right here. Because if we don't capitalize this here, my goodness, I messed it up. If we do not capitalize this greediness, how else are you going to be able to focus on anything else in Forex? Let's go here. Let's talk about, how do you practice on greediness? Practice self-discipline. I'm going to tell you guys, you cannot use your emotion into this Forex. There are too many people, the number's too high right now. When people make quick decisions on trades or they get the wrong, and one of the most dangerous cryptocurrency, I'm going to tell you that right now. But that's tomorrow's topic because I don't got that much time today. I just want to focus on greediness and over-purchasing these accounts so your accounts start getting blown up so much. Practice self-discipline. Got to have some discipline. You can't just say, oh, I know if I get this, because you heard somewhere, somebody told you, it's not worth a lot. How do you know if you don't do your research? You got to know when not to do it and when to do it. When to take trades out, when to close it, when to exit out. That's the way to do it. When to exit out. Keep your trading journal. Keep what you do with your trading. Trading journal. You need a trading journal so you keep up what you've been doing with your trading lately, so you know what to do and not to do. This is a business. You got to look at it. The problem with a lot of people, and the reason why I keep saying a lot of people, because the percent is very high. This is why I say a lot, because it is a lot. 97% is very high, only 5% being successful. That's in the world. So if 90% is failing, or 95% is failing, or only 5% is making successful, there is something wrong with that number. Because we do not look at this as a business. We quit to make moves. We quit to get on our emotions. We quit to panic. We quit to get in fear. And then we give up. Have a risk management plan. Lower your trade size. Quit trying to get too many trades into your account that you know your account can't handle it. Have a trading plan. A trading plan contains the guideline and rules you can follow through trade. You can overcome this if you practice self-discipline. That's in the real world. You got to practice discipline. You know what's so good about Forex? It will help you strengthen your character up as an individual, as a character, because Forex, it's all about personality and it's all about character, characteristic and all that good stuff. It will help you become a better person in the real world. If you learn how to control those doggone emotions, sometimes your people lash out, they get upset, they get mad. What's going on, man? What's going on with the account? Brother, I told you, your account's going through a drawdown and the market's through the storm. Don't even worry about that. It's going to recover its losses. But they see that.
No, I need the money.
Or they come in here, they don't see money. It's been 2 weeks.
I ain't make no money yet.
Because these guys are short-term strategy tankers. But if you look at their rep sheets, blown. It's a reason why these rap sheets is in the pattern, because it has a whole lot to do with emotions. Greediness. Hold on. I got more. This is how you do it. Hold on. How greed
can affect your forex trading performance. Copy. Let me put this in here, face. How greed can affect your forex trading performance? So let's go there, right? Let's put this in here. Because it's a lot of things, including myself, that we have to work on in this area. Because emotions are involved in this. This here, space. Okay, hold on. The desire, okay, how greed can affect your forex trading performance. Desire for money makes a trader to take trades. They otherwise would not have thought of taking it. Greed is a direct threat to the trading account. Greed is a direct threat to the trading account. It's not only result in margin call. Remember I talked about that margin? People keep putting trades in. And they margin going lower, lower, and lower. And so you know the account, boom! Because they're not paying attention to them. That thing cannot go below 2,000%. If you want to go below 2,000%, then what's the sense of trading? Now, the reason why people want to go below 2,000% because I understand that we want to make a lot of money. I'd rather be safe than try to make a lot of money so fast than let you know my account get blown. With our customers, we keep their account at 2,000. Are they making money as fast as if they was under 2,000%? No. But we'd rather for us to play safety first. So the account don't get blown. So we put a certain amount of trades in there. So when a certain amount of trades in there, when they get to 2,000%, we stop. They're going to make profit regardless. Plus, we are a long-term strategy company. But the problem with the greediness is we don't pay attention to that margin level. Because we think that this going to turn big money, cryptocurrency market. It is tempted, especially you need money for your family. Sadly, so many people have gave up. This is why purpose of this class. This is the purpose of this class. The purpose of this class is to teach y'all the truth, because other folks are not going to tell you the truth. They're going to tell you you need to give them this and that. Of course, you got to pay for services. There's nothing free in life. I don't care where you go to. I don't care what country you're from. There's nothing free in life, but you got to pay for services. But the problem with that is, it's the type of services you may get from different forex companies, because they tell people lies that you can make this amount of money just with this certain amount of time. So you're used to that. The problem is they don't tell you that's not always true, because what happens if the market's going through a storm? What happens if the market's going through a storm? You got to listen. I'm on the show. If you're not on the show listening, because I got that much time, I'm trying to get as fast as I can. Let me give you the link so you can listen to it. Any questions can be done after the teaching. There we go. The margin left, yeah. Question, keep your margin left 2,000. Let me use the margin level. It'll say margin level. On the bottom, that's the last thing you'll see. The margin level is the weight of your trades. So that's what the margin is. The margin level is on the bottom. You'll see the margin level. You can't miss it. It's right here. You see all the different levels. You got equity, the balance. You'll see the margin level. And how do you activate your trading to 2,000? When you put your trades into your account, just watch it.
The more you put trades into it, the more your margin level will get lower and lower. So each time you put trades into your account, that's how you watch your margin level. So if I put a trade in, it's going to go down. If I put another trade in, it's going to go down. And once you see it at the 2,000, don't put no more trades into that account. But some would do that because they want more money. Because the more trades you get, what? The more money you get. Am I right? The more trades we put in there, the more money, the more chances of better, more profit. Bam, bam. Especially when your balance, it ain't even higher than $300. Remember, that's why you gotta be careful. How do it impact your trading account? It impacts it by your account getting blown. That's why you need to be at 2,000. Because the more stuff you have in your account, the more your account become more heavier. And like I said before, the broker's not gonna tell you you can overpurchase. It's like they'll let you overpurchase. And you, if by the time you overpurchase, your margin level at 200 or your margin level at 500. And they're not going to tell you that, uh-oh, you about to F up. They probably not going to tell you that. That's why you have to do the study and research. Broker's not going to tell you that. Give you a red flag. They're going to let you do it till your account blow up. That just, I know it's messed up, but this is why you got to have a mentor. And have the right services to guide you. Got to definitely pay attention to that. Let's move right along. Hold on. Let me put the link back down there for the radio show. We almost at the end. I can't be on too long. We only got 20 minutes. That's why I just want to focus on greediness today because I ain't got that much time today. Let's go here. For those who are missing class, if you came at the end, you can definitely click on the link and you can listen to all over. But it's very important. Yesterday was very important that we talked about the drawdown and the volatility and the market net for yesterday. Today is about greediness, overpurchasing, because this stuff got to be known. Because if you don't, most companies not going to tell you a lot of this. What I'm telling you, I should be targeting everyone. They're not going to tell you this. I'm telling you right here, a lot of companies are not going to tell you a lot of things because they feel if they tell you a lot too much, they can't get you to spend a lot of money, which half of them is scams. Not all for a scam are scams. Some are. So this is why you have to be careful who you're dealing with. So I'd rather for me to tell you all the truth so you understand. So if you move over and roll over into one of our programs, at least you know how the system is working. So that way, wait a minute. I remember TJ teaching me this. Simple as that. And then you also understand that we are long-term strategy. Let me get that link down. Miss Blessings, does that answer your question about that margin level? Blessings. Let me know. Okay, Mr. Napoleon, does that answer your question about that? Let me know. I'm going to put the link down. I don't have people like that. Who are we talking to? You got to have a working, people, you got to have a working device. You got to have a working device so you can hear me. Because otherwise, you'll be looking inside the chat. Like, what are them guys talking about? What are they talking about? So I'm going to write notes. And then at the end of the class, before the day out, it drops if you put too much trades in there. That's how it drops. When you put too much trade into your account, that's how it drops. Meaning, when you put the trade into your account, you have to watch the level. If you put too many trades into your account, it will go down. So if I put a trade into the account, if I put a trade into the account, at each trade you put into your account, just watch the margin level. There you go. Each trade you put to your account, watch the margin level. That's right there. Each time you put a trade into your account, watch the margin level. If it's still at 3,000, 5,000, okay, put another one in. If it's still at 4,000,
then put another one in. If it's still at 3,000, then put another tray in. But once it hits, that's too low. You probably got gold or something in your account. But we'll do that. Just hit me after the classroom, Miss Blessing. Just message me, because I got that much time. Just message me, and I will work with you after the show. Because I ain't got that much time. So, yeah, your margin level is, 470 is too low. I mean, 470, that's dangerous. That's very dangerous. That's something that's dangerous. But I can also see what you got in your account, too. I don't know. So, all right, let's move further. We are class real short. Yes, if some of you guys don't know what margin level is or you're still confused, just hit me up after the show. Because I don't think a lot of people know what that means. I think that's why a lot of people get their account blown. That's probably one of the reasons, and that is one of the reasons, because they don't know. They just put stuff in there, not knowing they count for the blow within 5 seconds. And they got their money blow. And then you got traders don't know what they've been doing either. So you got to be careful. All right, let's talk about how much time we got left in here. Let's go for a commercial break. I need to drink me some water. Hold on. Let's go to a commercial break. Because we only got about 17 minutes. Time is moving here. Let's play a commercial. Real fast. Let's go here. Commercial break. Commercial first break.
Do you want to learn how to safely trade online? Then contact the Forex Helper today. Our team is dedicated to show you the best way to safely grow your income with the lowest risk. Our team can also trade on your behalf. That's right. Even if you don't know how to trade, we can grow your money for you. Contact us today, and we'll send you proof of our members earning upwards to 60% return on their investments in 1 month. Call or WhatsApp us at 757-748-6722. Once again, you can call us or contact us on WhatsApp at 757-748-6722. Our business counselor is standing by to make sure you succeed in your long-term financial journey. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. We're looking forward to hearing from you soon.
Forex Helper.com presents Gabriel with TJ the Business Counselor. Authentic version.
All right. Also, that's why I said make sure you guys get those ebook. Because it has everything in our ebook. That's why I told y'all last week. Remember I told you guys, get those ebook. Because if you don't get the ebook, you're going to get lost. Because we only can do so much within 30 days of class. Remember, it's only a beginning course. So we're going to do so much. This is why I want you guys to get that ebook. So that way, anything I said, if you're a little bit confused, I'm telling you right now, you got to get our ebook. You got to get our ebook. I'll tell you why you should get our ebook. Hold on. You got to get that ebook. I'm telling you, you got to get that ebook. So once the beginning course is over, it's over. And I can only go so deep into it on the beginning course part. But I'm going to show you something. Hold on. You got to get this ebook. Y'all got to get this ebook. Y'all got to get this ebook. Because that way you know about everything that you need to know. Let me find it. Got to get that ebook. Got to get that ebook. Because we got videos and tutorial in it too. But in our ebook, it's also done in the video form. So that way you can read it and see it in the video. So that way you get more clearly. This is why I keep telling you guys, get that ebook. Yeah. You know what I mean? So hold on. Let me get that back out there again. Because the problem is, hold on, let me find it. I got to find it. I thought I need to have this more in order. I had it. Hold on. Let me find about that ebook. Let me find about that ebook. I need to get that ebook. Yeah, there you go. I'll write that one more time. Need to get that ebook. Hold on. Come on. because that's going to help you. It's going to help y'all all a lot. So right here, everything's in the ebook. How you set your indicators, all that's in the ebook. And all that be taught next week. You see what I'm saying? Y'all going way ahead. You got way ahead, but you don't know what the margin level is. So that's why you got to get that ebook. Indicators, pips. Some of y'all probably know what pips is, leverage, all that can be taught next week. But we only can do one step at a time. That's that impatience. We got to control the impatient part. Because we try to learn so much within 1 hour. We're not going to learn everything within 1 hour. You got to remember there's different people on different levels in here. Some people don't know how to set up an account. And I didn't even get that one yet because I skipped it. But I need to get to it. The goal is to make sure that in this classroom, people know how to set up a broker, set up an account, know the basic stuff. Also get that ebook. But if I start talking about indicators, start talking about other things, bitch, start talking about patterns and all that, a lot of folks are going to get lost. So we're going to go one step at a time. So we got to do that. You got to slow the class down like that. So let's say with A, B, C, D, you know, that's go with being patient and go with the strategy that was being taught. But if y'all don't get the ebook, it's like you're going to class. It's like you're going to, you remember when you were in high school? They told you to get a book. You got to have a book for each class. If you don't have the book, you're in trouble because we only teach so much within a small time frame. This is why you need to have your book with you. You got to have your book. You need that book. That's the only way that's going to work. But right now, we wasn't talking about indicators, none of that. We're talking about greediness. So we kind of went off subject. That all that be taught next week. Pips. Well, how much pips? 0.10, 1.10, how much equal this 100 pips, all that. All that going to be next week. But if I teach that next week, we don't got that book, we are still going to get lost. Because some of the stuff that we have is on video. So I strongly recommend it. So let's get back. So ladies and gentlemen, now we know not to overpurchase in this account. We know not to overpurchase in this account. We got to be careful with the greediness. We also understand last week, we got to understand when recovery phases are, when does it happen? How long does the recovery phase take? What the recovery losses and all those type of things. All those will be done in different lengths, you know? So, you know, I don't know how much I can stress that. You can't hear me again? Oh. Can you hear me now? Is my mic working? If you can hear me, say you can hear me. Let me know. If you can hear me, let me know. So Jay, that must be on your end. What you do is click on the link again. You click on that link. It's not a book. It's an ebook. That's not a book. It's an ebook. It's electronic. It has video tutorials in there. So it's not a book. It's called an ebook. It's done to you electronically. Yeah, but these days, a lot of people are failing too. But these days, a lot of people are failing because they don't read. 95% is a high number. So you got to get, so the ebook that we have is electronic. It has a tutorial video. It has a tutorial video as well. You read it, but it's done in videos and everything. So that way, because some people see images better than reading. So if it's done through an image, bam, it's there. So the question is, and these days people are impatient. That's why their accounts are getting blown. This is why they have a struggle. These days the percentages are too high. These days.
Josh, you got to get a meta. I'll show you after class. Got you after class. We are stopping way too many times. I'll show you after class. Those got to be taught after class. That's what I was supposed to talk. That's supposed to have been done yesterday. But we couldn't do it because we keep jumping off a different subject. So just message me so you start, so you start practicing that demo account. So just text me after class and get with me one-on-one so we can get you going. That way you start practicing. And we also have that trial. So if you want to use someone's signals, if we use our signals, you can, or if you want to learn to do your own strategy. I'll definitely start doing your own strategy, start doing researches and start studying. If you want to get perfect at it, at least 15, 16 hours a day. At least that. And that's where you got to go. Victoria, how is your account doing? Do you currently have an account? Do you currently have an account right now? Or any trading account? Or you have a demo as well? How many people have an account? Who all got, who are, if you already in my, if you already have my service, I already know you have one. But how many of you guys have already accounts in here? Or how many of you guys have a demo account already in here? And if so, so nobody don't have an account in here? So nobody don't have a demo account? No one has an account. How do you know you have an account already, Blessing? I want to see who all got accounts in here. Well, that one that's talking. Because if you got an account, I want to know what was your research before this one? And how was it before you got... I need to see some comparisons. So that way I can see it. Because if you're not making money or anything like that, or you're struggling, then we got a long way to go. Yeah, you can ask me a question if it's towards the topic of today. If it's not towards the topic of today, you have to ask that question after the class. It got to be towards the topic. Because if we ask each question that got nothing to do with the topic of today, then we're slowing things down. Let's see here. All right, I've got a couple of minutes to be on live. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I got 1 minute. 1 minute to go. Any other questions can be asked of me in my box. All right. All right, if you're going to play this beat, go to the end. Yeah, keep asking the question in my box. Just keep asking the question in my box. All righty. All right. Ask me any questions. So now, if you want to talk now, somebody said they needed something. So if you need to talk to me, now you can talk to me one-on-one or however it may be.
Mm-hmm.